Hi everyone. I'm here with Howard Bryant, and Howard, really happy to have you on the call, and looking forward to this.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Yes, so have I. Go
Good stuff.
ahead.
So Howard, we've been working together for a few months here, and I really see you building momentum, and starting to see some great results. And so I'm honored and glad to have you to share kind of some thoughts and takeaways with others here. So maybe you could start off and just kind of tell us, introduce yourself and your company and your location and the area that you specialize in. That would be great.
Okay, my name's Howard Bryant. I'm a retail consultant. I live in Bangkok, Thailand, and I'm a leading authority on merchandise management. So my clients are retailers typically, and they're based in Southeast Asia, which is a mixture of developing and maturing markets. So for me, there's a lot of opportunity in this market to help support retailers, particularly in the commercial area, to coach, train, and develop their buyers and category managers to increase their sales and reduce their costs.
Right. And how long have you now been in Southeast Asia, Howard?
I've been here 15 years. I came out in 1998. So I came here on a 5-year assignment, and I just love the environment and decided to continue working here.
Good stuff. And originally, for anyone that can't pick up the accent?
Oh, sure. Yes, I'm from London in England.
Good stuff. Okay. So Howard, before we started working together, what would you say, was maybe one or a couple of kind of the challenges or the areas that you were looking to work on in your business? What were you up against? What were things like before we started working together?
Well, I think there were two things. I think there was focus in terms of being committed to a goal and to generate new clients. I mean, obviously, that's what we want. But what was happening was that because I was working with a client, then I would allow my network or pipeline to dry up. When one assignment finished, then I would be scratching around looking for the next one,
Right.
being very open. And the other thing was to be more professional as a consultant. What I wanted to do was to be clear about my process so that when I was in a sales conversation, I was better able to articulate how I could help. Those were the two main things.
Okay. And you share with me, I mean, you had one client that's now come back to you and said, the project was very successful. They want to have you come back and take on another large assignment, and you just landed another good sized project here, $150,000 or so project. And I mean, it's from what you've shared with me and what's what I've seen over this last little while, you're really I'm getting the sense, and what I'm seeing is a lot of momentum being built up. What's changed? Because you've been in Thailand for a while, you've had lots of connections and a network. What's been, when you kind of look at what's been happening, what would you say has changed that has allowed you to gain more momentum and kind of overcome some of those obstacles or challenges that you were facing before?
I think not trying to sell myself, listening to the client and asking better questions and being able to understand what their real needs are and then respond to that. I think the turning point for me was I downloaded and read the book or the toolkit that you publish, and
Right.
I'd read it, and one of the things that I was most interested in was the proposal. So I think as a consultant working on your own, you look to beg, borrow, and steal from good sources. And it was the proposal really that turned things around. So instead of writing a 3-page, very wordy, legalese type document of what I was going to do, I really held off until I actually understood the needs of the client, had clarified with them verbally what they wanted, and then my proposal just repeated what they wanted. So we'd reached a conclusion. The proposal was to dot I's and cross T's.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, I know that I remember talking about the proposal and kind of looking at some different things and options in that process.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
what?
having, yeah,
Yeah.
sorry, man, just to add to that, I mean, if that was the
Sure.
prompt,
That's okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, you reminded me, you know, the options, you know, and in retail, when we talk about product ranges, we talk about good, better, best. One of the things that you coached me on was to have three options and to say to the client, okay, I can do this, this, or that, you know, and allow the client to choose according to their budget and according to the level of involvement or need that they wanted me within their business.
Right. When we, you know, started and we were talking about working together, one question that you asked me was, you know, I'm located in Thailand and in Bangkok. You know, is what we're going to be, you know, working on together here, is what I'm going to be learning in this program and through the coaching, will it be applicable? And I think it's a question that, you know, a lot of people wonder about. What would you say to, you know, two people that might be wondering the same thing as, you know, would this be applicable to me?
Oh, I'd say have no hesitation in going ahead with it. I think that I've lived here for 15 years. I think I say to everybody that comes to Bangkok, it's probably the most international city I've worked in. So the number of different cultures. But I think what we do, what we've done on the coaching program, it applies universally, whether it will be in the UK or here in Asia. I worked in China and India and most of the countries. I think it's listening to the needs of people and having a conversation. That's the most important thing.
Right. And what about any distinction that, or, you know, if there was one distinction that was to stand out for you with regards to doing business in Southeast Asia, just for people that might be, you know, interested in how is that different from, let's say, doing business in London, something that maybe you had to take a different approach to, is there one thing that really stands out?
Yeah, I think it's relationships. People will often tell you that. And that relationship isn't built in a first meeting. It's certainly not built with you trying to sell something and come across as if you know everything. It's built over five or six meetings where you get to know each other and you share information and you swap stories. You develop that rapport with people so that they have confidence that you're going to do a great job for them and that they're going to give you their full support within the business.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've spent many years in Asia as well and running a business there, and it's amazing. You know, I've always just loved doing business in different countries, and especially the relationship is so critical. So I definitely agree with that. Howard, let me ask you, coaching in general, why did you make the decision to even get, you know, involved in coaching? And I know that you've looked at other types of coaching and, you know, you've done some other things, but for you, what is the real value in, you know, in working together and in having a coach and kind of going through that?
Well, as I said, one of my second goals was to be much more professional in what I do. And coaching has given me the discipline to show up for the meetings that we've had, to plan and prepare, to think through about what I'm doing, to have a contact point with you and with the group, so that I'm much more accountable and responsible for my own actions. So I think when you work as a consultant on your own, it helps to know that. And one of the things I said to you, Michael, was I would like you to hold me more accountable, or
right,
make me more accountable to myself for the things that I do. So one of the things that I do now is on that Google Drive, the action plan. So I'm listing down all of the things that I'm doing. And I'm amazed at how many meetings and how I'm following up in my network and the number of contacts that I have in order to yield the business and the success that I've been getting.
For sure. I mean, we all need, you know, I think, you know, when I look at my business and where I've seen the biggest improvements or just, you know, changes in a positive way and growth and just even revenue growth, it really does come down to working with, you know, with someone. And again, you know, it could be anyone. There's no right or wrong fit for any one person. It's all about finding, you know, the right kind of person to work with. But that accountability, I mean, it is so critical. Let me ask you another question here, Howard. Before, you know, getting involved in the coaching program, what types of concerns did you have? What types of questions were running through your mind, you know, when you were making that decision as to whether you wanted to get involved, you know, in coaching and working with a coach?
Well, I think can we work together is the most important thing. And am I going to get value for money out of it? So in terms of, I think you have to be I think you have to show faith that you're going to show up and you're going to get the return on the investment. I play golf. When I go to the golf pro, I know it's me that's actually swinging the club and hitting the ball. Right. I have to implement what the coach tells me or what the pro tells me in order to have success. So I think, you know, in terms of return on investment and being accountable for myself, that's key. That says, okay, I'm investing the time, I'm investing my money, I'm investing in the relationship. I'm going to make sure I do the best to get the most out of this program.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you sharing that, Howard. One final question for you. You know, looking at, you mentioned that for you, really where, you know, one area that's been very beneficial is that sales conversation, is understanding the needs of your clients. If you would share with people just a little bit more about specifically what you've done or what you've changed in that process compared to what you were doing before, or something else. But I just want people on, you know, that are listening to this, if there's it's something that maybe that they could take away and implement themselves, and, you know, and see some results from, what might you share? What's really stood out for you in the approach that you've taken that's different from what you were doing before?
A classic is that, you know, we're all born with two ears and one mouth and use them in that proportion. So, and I think one of the best questions that I've learned to ask is, you know, where's your pain? And I've used that a lot of times, and I'm surprised nobody actually takes offense at it or objects to it. And actually, it's a real trigger for people to say, oh, my real pain is in sales, or it's my real pain is in profit or in team development. And that really does get to the heart of it. So actually listening more than you speak and not even trying to sell or whip out a PowerPoint. It's you know, keep that PowerPoint in your briefcase or don't even show it, you know, just go in and sometimes no paper. It's just you're going in, you're having a conversation, you're creating that rapport, that space for, you know, who's a potential client to open up and just talk about their business. They don't want you to sell. They actually want, if you're in a consultant mode, I think, they actually want to find somebody that they can talk to.
Definitely, for sure. I mean, there's so many people out there that unfortunately look at sales, you know, in kind of that classic, you know, car salesman type of mentality where it has to be the hard sale. And really the most effective type of selling is exactly, you know, what you've been implementing and seeing success with, which is, it's a conversation. It's asking the right questions. It's knowing the right process to move through. And then it takes all of the, you know, the uncomfortable kind of nature of selling away, because really what you're doing is just having a conversation with clients and understanding what their needs are, and then seeing if it's a fit. So I'm glad to, you know, to see and to hear that that it's been working for you as well.
Yeah, and on Friday I was with my client, and the temptation for me to actually take over, right. I had to hold myself back, because there are so many things, there are so many opportunities with customers, clients, but it's actually listening to what they want and responding to what they want rather than actually what I want to sell them.
Yeah. Well, Howard, again, I really appreciate you coming on here and just, you know, sharing with everyone. I think there's some great points that you made, and it's been a blast working with you, and I'm looking forward to continuing on. And I know that you've gone through the initial program and signed up to continue working together. So it's a real honor to be working with you.
Yeah, it's great fun, and I enjoy a conversation. So thank you. And the ad hoc advice that you give me is great. You know, when I've had a problem and drop you an email and you've come back with a response, it's just really helped me clarify and focus and move on. So that's a great benefit to me. So thank you for that.
Wonderful.